Ignition interlock devices are breathalyzers installed in vehicles. They're commonly used to monitor people convicted of drunken driving. Under the bill, offenders would be given the option to forego using the device if they participate in a 24/7 sobriety monitoring program. Proponents say the option to forego the interlock encourages participation in sobriety programs. Frank Harris is the director of state government affairs for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. He says the bill takes away an important public safety measure.
Matt believes an interlock is very much needed because it's the only tool that can separate drinking from driving on the spot.
The bill is scheduled to go before a Senate committee on Tuesday. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.